You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jams.
Kansas City, Missouri Police Department's reinstated missing persons unit will incorporate some changes, but some things will still be the same before it was disbanded a year ago. Now, the unit will have 7 dedicated detectives and 1 sergeant. And also, KCPD hopes to add 1 more detective and more sergeants to the unit. KCPD will put the missing person unit into the MULE system, which stands for Missouri Uniform Law Enforcement System. It's a database where Missouri law enforcement and the criminal justice system can share information. You can also make sure the missing person is put into the NCIC, the National Crime Information Center database. Those two databases are connected. I guess good news for Kansas City. Yes, I'm not sure why it disbanded in the first place anyway, but anything to help people recover missing persons and their loved ones. Look, it sucks because I remember one time where I had a family member went missing, and it's like you feel helpless and you feel like there's no outlet, there's nobody to help you. You out here just searching for people by yourself. So this will definitely benefit some folks in Kansas City, especially recently, man. There's been a number of people I feel like that's been missing here in our city recently. So definitely some good news for the town.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:23 today. Look for highs to top out in the lower 80s. Sunny skies. Currently, your clear 60 in Independence. Ariana Grande is sharing a message about her appearance after many people were concerned.
I think we should be gentler and less comfortable commenting on people's bodies, no matter what. If you think you're saying something good or well-intentioned, whatever it is, healthy, unhealthy, big, small, this, that, sexy, non-sexy, we should really work towards not doing that as much. There are ways to compliment someone or to ignore something that you see that you don't like, that I think we should help each other work towards, just to aim towards being safer and keeping each other safer. There are many different kinds of beautiful. There are many different ways to look healthy and beautiful. I know personally for me, the body that you've been comparing my current body to was the unhealthiest version of my body. I was on a lot of antidepressants and drinking on them and eating poorly and at the lowest point of my life when I looked the way you consider my healthy, but that in fact wasn't my healthy.
I feel like passing the collection plate after that, Ariana. But she's right though, you never know what people are going through, and it's always best to just mind your business, especially if you don't know that person.
He ain't lying.
Reports say that Wendy Williams is currently shooting a reality show that is set to premiere this fall. Williams was spotted walking out of her childhood home in New Jersey, and she was also seen shooting on the boardwalk. Being around family is always refreshing for me, and sometimes when you dive headfirst into your work every single day, you kind of get tunnel vision and you lose focus of the people who really care about you the most. So it's good that Wendy is getting that love. Ladies, you might have a chance with Bow Wow if you're a regular degular girl who isn't used to anything. These are his words, y'all.
This is why I like talking to girls that aren't famous, because number one, it's a lot of they have an experience in life, and you'll be the first person to show them.
Yeah.
Even if you've done it already, but to be there when a person experiences some new,
yeah,
it's amazing. Like, you never been on a guy? No. Like, we go on cruises. Nah, baby, it's a guy. Like, this. I like that. Getting her to blow her mind. Like, one of my ex-girlfriends never been to Las Vegas. I left All-Star Weekend in L.A. like on Saturday, and we just took her to Vegas. Like, lost her. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy. It's not every time you go, and even after me, we don't work out. When you go with your next, you're gonna have to think about me every time. That's not what
I'm saying. Bow Wow, we see what you're trying to do, dog. You ain't slick. That sounds low-key controlling to me, but have at it, Bow Wow.
This is a sick Negro.
And Chloe Bailey is thanking her fans for their support, and let it be known that she ain't worried about no haters.
I just wanted to say hi again because I couldn't let go of this feeling. Make sure you all are supporting the motherfucking album. Everybody got a say and they can kiss my black. You can know you guys love me, and this is all I need. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your energy.
You know, I cannot believe her when she cusses. It's kind of like, you sound too innocent to be using cuss words. They don't even sound demeaning.
Shut up, girl. Shut up.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Give your attention to not only what you do and how you do it. Seek also to understand and to be clear about why. There is great power in purpose. Purpose energizes your actions and sustains your efforts. Purpose provides a specific direction in which to apply your time, skills, knowledge, and passion. Purpose enables you to create meaningful value and to live a fulfilling life. At any point during the day, your life is either lining up with a purpose you care deeply about, or it is not. By asking why, and by persisting until you have an answer, you direct yourself toward true richness. Purpose is not always easy to understand or to follow, yet a purposeful life is ultimately preferable to the alternative. Why do you love what you love, and do what you do, and desire what you desire? Get clear about purpose, and spread the power of that purpose throughout your world. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It sucks. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Get it ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Get it ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids because I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them.
Jams, Kansas City's number one choice for hip-hop and R&B. Welcome to the Morning Grind, y'all. Max Sauce in the building, holding our KC kids down. 656 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s, sunny skies, or lower 80s, not upper, lower 80s. Clear 62 right now, Independence. All my KC kids, look your best, do your best. Go out and conquer the world today. You got it. All my Central alumni, we giving our flowers to your very own Michael Watson. He's being inducted into the 2023 Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. We're going to talk about his journey and his love for KC. That's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. All my Blue Eagles, pay attention. Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Kansas City, it's time to honor one of our own, literally. From the heart of the city, from Central High School, and now this man is being enshrined in the 2023 Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. Mr. Michael Watson, straight from Central High School. How you feeling this morning, dog?
Man, I am wonderful, Brian B. Man, I appreciate you for having me on this morning.
Thank you. And, you know, first off, congratulations. This is a big feat, man. And I want to dive right into it. Just go back to young Michael Watson. Let's go freshman year of high school. Did you ever, I know you had dreams of, you know, going to the league and going to the NBA, But did you ever expect for your name to be enshrined as some of the greatest Missouri sports figures in history?
Never, man. Not one time did I think, you know, playing ball at Vassell Park or Vassell High School, did I think that that would be even an option, man. You don't think about these things when you're playing ball. You're just thinking about, you know, how you want to destroy the man across from you. You know, you're not thinking that long into the future, man. But it's an honor to even be mentioned and be enshrined in the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame, bro. Like, you know, we don't think about those things coming from where we come from. Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Michael, I remember in 2001, you came to Northeast High School. I remember this about you. You had your braids in, and this was like one of the... Yeah, you had the braids in. And I think this might have been your first or second year at UMKC, and you came back. Now, I don't remember specifically what you said, but it's just the fact that I saw somebody from my community who was doing big things, because you was a big name at the time in the town when I was in high school. And it was the fact that we got to saw that in the flesh, and I wanted to appreciate you for that, for paying it forward.
Man, I appreciate that. For me, you know, I went to Lincoln and Central, but it was all about the city. My biggest thing and the reasons why I chose UMKC was to stay home and was to show people from our community that we could be successful when we stay here. A lot of people think you have to leave and come back and be successful that way, but I just wanted to be successful from here, through here. So when I got an opportunity to come and speak at any high school, Northeast, it did not matter. I wanted them to see, like, hey, we're all the same people. It doesn't matter where you come from. You know, you can accomplish great things if you really want to. I know it sounds cliche and corny almost, man, but when you actually get the chance to walk it out and live it out, you know, in front of people, it's a blessing, bro. And so I appreciate you even, you know, that was a long time. People don't realize, man, that was a long time ago, bro. Like, seriously.
I don't realize it was a long time ago, but yeah, but you never know what that could do for some young people. Now, Michael, in your journey with sports, of course, you come across many mentors, many coaches, and many teammates. Can you point to a couple of your coaches or teammates that really lit a fire under you and that was the catapult for you being so great in your Missouri sports career?
Man, you know what? One of my first coaches was Harold Johnson with the KC Keys. You know, he put the ball in my hand. We played baseball. And that was my first love. You know, football was my favorite sport. Basketball is kind of what I just got good at. But Harold Johnson with the Keys, you know, Coach Calvin Wainwright, you know, rest in peace to him. He was a strong mentor in the city, someone who we all looked up to, who we all appreciated. Coach Jack Bush, you know, the legend. He's the reason that I went to Central to play for him. You know, and then in college, I had Coach Bridges Devotion, Coach Z. Everybody saw him from the commercials. Coach Demopoulos, Coach Sunbowl, Coach Osterman. You know, those guys who really helped me to gather who I could be as a basketball player and understand the mental approach that I had to have to become great. And then teammates, man, like, you know, Bill Winston, you know, from Central High School. He's one of my favorite players and teammates of all time. Mike English, you know, at UMKC, Michael Jackson, Marcus Golson, Randall Atchison. I had some great, great teammates. Homer Green, Sam Johnson. I mean, the list go on and on. But, man, for me, it was being inspired by the guys who came before me through the IL. The IL,
yeah.
You know, Interscholastic League, I mean, we had some ballers, bro. Like, seriously, like Lonzo at Northeast, Coop at Northeast. You know, we had
Richard Coop,
Terrell Johnson. Yeah, you remember Coop? Yeah. Hey, Coop.
That's my quarterback.
Was a problem, bro.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, people, those are guys who I grew up, you know, playing with or playing against. You know, Terrell Johnson from Westport, Michael Freeman from Southwest, Earl Watson over at Washington, Dick Williams, Nate Johnson. You know, Nate Johnson from Rusk and Kenny. It was so many guys, bro, who, for me, I looked up to them because I thought they were phenomenal basketball players. So, just being a chance to play with them on the same floor and the same summer program, that's what really was inspirational for me.
Mm. Michael, of course, we got a lot of Central alumni that listen to this show, and Coach Jack Bush, I just want to say he was the swaggiest coach in IL history.
Come on now. You know it.
You know what I'm saying? He had the chain on, you feel me, with the sweater.
Yeah.
But Jack Bush is near and dear to a lot of people's hearts in Kansas City. Michael, can you share something that he taught you or that he shared with you that made you a better person or a better player?
You know what? And I don't share this with a lot of people, but Coach Jack Bush was the first person to tell me that I needed to have my mental health in order. And I know that's kind of a thing we don't talk about in our communities. And you guys did a great job of 1-3 of putting that message out there more. But he was the first person to tell me at 16 years old because of the trauma in my life, you know, not having a father in the home. He saw that in me, and he's like, that will burn you up. He said, you got to angle that fire and refine that fire so that it doesn't burn you up, doesn't consume you, you know. And so he was the first person like, hey man, you know, go talk to somebody. At 16 years old, I'm looking at this dude like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? Like, I got it together. You know, I was a smart student. You know, I transferred from Lincoln Prep. I had everything academically going. He was like, Mike, if you want to take it to the next level, you know, learn how to, your mentality, you know, and how you approach things is the most important thing. It's 90% mental and 10% physical. He was the first person to tell me that. I mean, just never mind the basketball, you know, IQ and things like that, that he helped to change my game. But when he told me to make sure I had my mental health in check, I was able to control my attitude. I was able to, you know, to hone in on my craft. For me, that was the biggest thing that Coach Bush did for me. And not a lot of people actually know that. So I'm sharing that with you today.
That's what's up. That's beautiful to hear. This morning, we are speaking with Mr. Michael Watson. You know him. He done probably dunked on your baby daddy. He done crossed up your cousin a couple times. You know what I'm saying? Straight from Central and UMKC, being inducted into the 2023 Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. And Michael, before I let you go, fam, I want you to share, when you were at your deepest time of doubt in your basketball career, where, you know, maybe things weren't going right or something was going on personally, what brought you up out of that darkness?
Man, you know what? It was God first, that's for sure. And it was the fact that in Kansas City, we just don't quit, man. I mean, if you know anybody loyal to the soil, we just do not give up. And that's just one thing. We grind it out. You know, if it's not there at first, you know, we're going to keep the faith that it's going to come. And we're going to put in the work to make sure we get, you know, where we're going to get. And that's just being bred. From here, I know a lot of people in their towns will say that. But Kansas City, we're like a big town. Everybody knows each other. We're connected in some kind of way. And when I was walking through the city a lot of those times, bro, like, I'll be real with you, I never encountered any haters like that. You know, Kansas City was always super encouraging. Mm-hmm. I'd be out on Westport or wherever I am, and people like, yo, Watson, I see you. So that kind of encouragement, you know, not only from your family, but from your friends and just complete strangers, man, those are the type of things that really get you over. So, you know, you never know how you impact somebody when you come across them. So, you know, I mean, just be kind, man. Be genuine and be encouraging.
Michael, I'm so glad you just said that last point about you got a lot of encouragement from Kansas City, because this is a little narrative that is false, by the way, going around that Kansas City is full of haters and all this other stuff.
Nah.
That's not true. Michael, that has always been my experience, too. I've always got encouraging words and people cheering me on and all of that stuff during my radio career. So I'm so glad you said that, so we can beat down that stereotype about our city. Mr. Michael Watson, thank you so much for joining me on the Morning Grind this morning. Congratulations again. This is some big news. 2023 Missouri Sports Hall of Fame inductee. More big blessings on the way for you. God's love, and be safe out here, dog.
I appreciate you, Brian B, man. Appreciate you so much.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I know that we're supposed to be doing away with shame, but I think that in this particular circumstance, we need to bring it back. Because I am appalled at what I'm about to read to y'all. Young men, you need an intervention when it comes to personal hygiene. Me, I've always taken my personal hygiene very seriously. But a survey of 2,000 men aged 18 to 42 found that only, brace yourself, only 54% brush their teeth daily. And just 35% wash their face. I'm appalled, y'all. it was something that you must do at the house when I was growing up. And let me say, I wake up at 4:30 every morning. I don't even yawn before I go brush my teeth. That is the very first thing that I do. You gotta take care of that, fam. You can't be walking out here in the public polluting the air with your breath, fam. What is you doing? Now, check this out. 33% do not have a skincare routine. Now, I'm in that. I ain't finna do no skincare, okay? Soap and lotion is good enough for my face. Dates and a new job were motivating factors. I bet they were. To starting taking care of their skin. But men in relationships reported that they were gradually using more of their partner's care products like shampoo, conditioner, or moisturizer. I'm not a part of that. I ain't doing that. I got my own stuff. But man, this is trifling news though. 50 only, over half of y'all not brushing your teeth. Now you see why you getting bad reports at work and why you keep getting written up. What is wrong with you? Why would you do that? That is trifling. In the words of the great Shay Moore,
you just ratchet and raw talk.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823. Today, look for highs to reach the lower 80s. Sunny skies. Currently, your sunny and beautiful at 61 at the Grandview Triangle. Remember last week when I played you a clip about Marcus Houston not worried about people speaking on his marriage with Maya Houston?
Me and my wife's situation is a little different. When I met my wife, she was 17. So, you know, we had no really conversation and no really connection until, you know, she was of age. And, you know, it's, people don't understand it. And I got a lot of, of course, I got a lot of backlash for marrying someone that was 19.
Well, Batman doubled down and said that he and Maya are happily married.
The age that your wife was when you married her, I mean, everyone's talking about it.
Absolutely not.
I mean, how come?
I mean, you know, you got to think about it. Everybody has their own opinion. Opinions are like noses. Everybody has one. I'm not a kind of person that don't really care what people think about me. So say what you want. I'm happily married and I love my wife. We have a beautiful daughter. And that's just, that's how we live it.
I mean, you know, I always have to ask, like, people are saying your wife must have been, like, a little bit younger when you married her. I mean, can you set this record straight?
So, yes. So she was 19 when we got married. She was 18 when we started dating. So, you know, a lot of misconception out there about it. A lot of people try to, like, twist her age online and make it seem like she was born a year earlier. She wasn't. You know, she's 22 going on 23. And, you know, she keeps me young and fresh. What can I say? We have a love that people don't really understand, and I don't really care to explain it.
Love and Hip Hop Atlanta is getting a much needed revamp. According to Deadline, the show is moving from its home VH1 to MTV, along with other shows including Couples Retreat and Caught in the Act, Unfaithful. Paramount announced the move yesterday, claiming that they're trying to find new audiences for the show. Season 11, which will air this summer, is being rebooted and will follow a more docu-approach to storytelling as it documents the lives of women who have built their empires in Atlanta. It will form part of a Tuesday night takeover for MTV. Yeah, because I guess everybody's tired of all the stage fights that happens on that show. And I'm still shocked that this thing has been going on for 11 seasons. Woo, that's a good run, though. And during the interview, Swae Lee has opened up about how his nude pic went viral on his IG story back in December 2018.
Fucking naked.
Like a couple years back, I had just got a tattoo on my stomach. Boom. I was like in the bathroom just making a video like this. Boom. And I actually like
showed.
And it was like from a weird angle, like from the top.
And so it wasn't. Like, it wasn't flattering.
Man, it was like it was just like right in between, like we can't tell if it's long or short, like. I accidentally hit the, it's a button where you don't even, it don't even ask you, do you want to post this?
Yeah, I know.
It just goes to your story.
Right.
So boom. Thinking I just put my phone up. I accidentally hit that button, boom. So boom, upload to my story. So I'm getting ready still, just trying to shower, put my clothes on. It's circulating online, you know what I'm saying? Boom.
You check your phone, you're like, oh,
I'm just doing my normal activities, getting dressed with my keys. I'm going to the car. So it's like a 15, 20 minute process, just me going from the bathroom to the car. He was going to wear it. So boom, everybody start hitting me, Swae. It's online. I'm like, but it was late at night, so boom, I knew by morning, like, man,
it was viral. Everywhere.
See, that's the problem with having a foodie. You can't really participate in picture taking like that.
I beg your pardon?
That's why we gotta rely on pictures from the neck up.
Oh, ho, brother, ho, whoa, now, you got too much dip on your chip.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's time to wish those direct, risk-taking, courageous, and assertive Aries some happy birthday.
Lord, have
my birthday. Put your hand up.
TV actor Ed O'Neill turned 77 today. TV show host and comedian David Letterman celebrating his 76th birthday. Rapper Made in Tokyo turns 31. And movie actor Andy Garcia turns 67. Now let's go home to wish some of our family in Kansas City some happy birthdays. Ed Sullivan, Chrissy Drogan, and Samantha Watson, happy birthday. Sending birthday love to Jessica Hammond, Lauren Sims, and Eric Lewis. Happy birthday, Diamond Berry, Raphael Mayhew, Kenesha Wallace, and everybody else born on April 12th. Celebrate your day, Aries. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
Christina.
How you feeling this morning, Christina?
Oh, I'm good. Enjoying my coffee. The kids are still asleep.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, don't be too loud singing That's My Jam. You ready?
Oh, yeah. And so what? My mama liked you. Now I guess you think I will too. Even if the folks said he liked you too. I don't really care because you're a bugaboo. Oh, God. Broke
Come
foot.
On, man.
Page out the window. Tell MCI to cut the phone calls. Break my knees so I can't move because you're a bugaboo.
Who was your bugaboo in high school?
I honestly don't remember. It's been way too long.
Well, maybe you can invite him to Lil Duval because you just got tickets to go to the Improv Comedy Club. That's going down this Friday, the 14th, 7:30 p.m. Plus, you qualify for a chance to get $1,000 in some free cash, all right?
Yeah.
Tell Kansas City, what's your number one choice for hip-hop and R&B in the town?
Hot 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam that Z.
Outstanding.
Your first choice to qualify to win $1,000 in spring cash starts. With Hot 103 Jams.
What a money reside.
The Morning Grind cares about the well-being of Kansas City.
It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya.
Powered by Icon and Hot 103 Jams.
Do you feel stuck in the past and struggle with moving forward or resolving issues from your past? Well, I like the quote from Dr. Noam Spencer that reads, "It's not past experiences that keep people stuck, but the habits developed to cope with it." Remembering past events can sometimes be painful, but beneficial for survival, or teach you how to avoid additional dangers. Either way, past events are not designed to exist in the present or future, but designed to exist as a moment to remember or learn from. The past can only invade your present and taunt your future by invitation or trauma. So how can you move past your past? 1. Seek a therapist who is a good fit for you and understands trauma and promotes emotional healing. 2. Develop healthy coping mechanisms that will help you face and heal from the past. 3. Surround yourself by individuals who are not defining you by the experienced trauma. This is Dr. LaTanya for Wellness Wednesday on The Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jams.
The Morning Grind cares about the well-being of Kansas City.
It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya.
And The Morning Grind, powered by Icon. Call Icon today at 913-210-5900. That's 913-210-5900. You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.